Chapter 7. Out of the Bubble. Stay with me, students. Princess Celestia turned back to the single-file line of unicorns, following her down the wooden steps. They whispered to one another excitedly, pointing toward the ocean shore. As they made their way to the beach, Celestia could feel their curiosity mounting with each hoofstep. Ambrosia Breeze skipped up to the front. "Princess, where are we going? What are we doing?" Her green eyes were wide with anticipation. She craned her neck, scanning the area, and whispered, "Is it school-related?" "Oh, yes. It's a surprise lesson, Ambrosia," Princess Celestia said with a wink. By now, she was used to the constant nervous questioning from the students. They always wanted to know what value they were going to get out of each class. It was like teaching a big group of Twilight Sparkles all at once. "It's going to be quite amusing and informative, I assure you." Celestia's long mane whipped in the ocean breeze. Her cheeks were a rosy pink in the golden sunlight. "Okay!" Ambrosia bounced back to Flora, and the two little ponies exchanged a look, then squealed. The rest of the class followed the pair, clopping their hooves against the wooden staircase that led down to the sand. Up on the street level of the monocled promenade, ponies started to spill out of the hotels and cafes to gather and watch. They whispered and pointed to the foreign royal, wondering what sort of show they might catch a glimpse of. They hadn't seen the students of the Monocult Magic Academy out on a field trip in a very long time. "All right, class," Princess Celestia announced, pacing around the group. Her hoof cuffs sunk down into the warm, dry sand. "Your assignment for today is to run, play, and jump. Look at the tide pools. Study the clouds above. Take in everything, and then we'll all share with one another at the end of the day. Got it?" Celestia looked at their blank faces. "Basically, just have fun in the sun." Lemon Square raised his hoof.
"Princess?"
"Yes, Lemon Square." Celestia trotted over to the yellow colt. "You have a question?"
"Is it true?"
Lemon Square pointed to the sun, burning bright and high in the sky, squinting as if he hadn't seen it in a very long while. "Is what true?"
"The sun. That you have the power to raise the sun? I did some research, and..."
"Yes, of course she can. She's an alicorn, Lemon," Ambrosia cut in and rolled her eyes. "Every pony knows alicorns are the most powerful ponies, like, ever. Ever! They're super-duper rare, and you can only become one if you perform some amazing magical feat. There haven't been many except Mi Amore Cadenza, Twilight Sparkle, and..."
"So we can become alicorns if we studied harder?"
shouted Sandy Shore from the back of the group.
"Will you please make us alicorns?"
"I don't think I'd want to be an alicorn," Flora said in her tiny voice.
"Seems like too much, you know?"
Sandy Shore nodded.
"I have an even better question."
Rainy Air looked at Celestia with a dreamy expression.
"How exactly do your mane and tail move like that all the time? It's really, pretty."
"Yeah, it is." Ambrosia tilted her head to the side so she could admire Celestia's mane from another angle.
"I think Headmistress Diamond Waves' mane used to do that."
"All right, students," Celestia said, hushing them. "There will be time for questions about me later. For now, just do as I say. You're out of a classroom and you're standing on a beautiful beach. Make the most of it. I think you'll find it's worth your time to get out of your little schoolroom bubble." She gave a little smile and dispersed. A few looked back over their shoulders at the princess, just to make sure it was really okay. They were slowly but surely getting used to trusting her and letting go of their uptight demeanors. Celestia knew that Diamond Waves was going to be pleased with the result.
"Bubble?" repeated Ambrosia Breeze to herself as she looked out at the vast body of water. She galloped off to join a game of hide and seek. Up above by the cliff railing, the crowd of ponies watching grew thinner as the students ran off into little groups across the beach. It wasn't the magic show they were all hoping for. The colts and fillies really did just appear to be playing around, throwing sand at one another and diving into the water. A few older mares and stallions hung around, amused by the sight.
"Isn't it lovely, sweetie?"
said an old gray stallion to his wife. They stood under a shady white umbrella.
"The students have been let out of school."
"Oh, yes,"
agreed the blue mare. She peered down through her circular glasses.
"It's nice to finally see them enjoy the summer. It really livens the place up. We need it, especially since there aren't even waves on the water these days."
"Too quiet around here,"
the gray stallion nodded in agreement.
"What did you say?"
asked Duchess Diamond Waves. She had just returned from northern France and happened to pass by the shoreline on her way back to the academy. The newfound information on the time glass from her sage had given her much to think about and discuss with Celestia after class was finished for the day.
"Your Highness," the old couple bowed to her, "we were just saying how nice it is to see the student colts and fillies having a good time down there. Such a great idea to let them blow off some steam, Duchess."
"Students? From my magic academy?"
She raised a brow and trotted to the edge of the cliff. As she stepped forward in between them and looked down at the beach, her breath was taken away. It was Princess Celestia. The royal was not teaching a class at all, but instead was building a sandcastle with several students, including Rainy Air and Flora. They were all smiling.
"Smiling in the face of a crisis," thought Diamond Waves as she watched Celestia use her magic to place a tiny monocled flag in the top of the castle.
Diamond Waves felt so betrayed, she could hardly watch the scene. Celestia was doing the exact opposite of what she had asked her to do. How were the students ever going to be ready unless they spent every chance they had preparing for the worst? The Duchess closed her eyes, turned on her hoof, and took off in a canter toward the school. She had to go check the time glass and think about a new plan of action. Down on the beach, little Ambrosia Breeze hid behind the jagged rocks, waiting and staring out at the cerulean blue horizon line. Gulls flew above, squawking. Her magenta tail was wet and sandy from the tide pool she was crouching over. As soon as she saw the familiar yellow hooves approaching on the sand beside her, Ambrosia popped out from her spot. She shot a zap of orange magic from her horn at the colt. Suddenly, water from the shore began to rise up, spinning itself into a tornado shape. It shot toward Lemon Square at full speed. The colt screamed as the water enveloped him. Every pony galloped over in a panic. Celestia spread her wings and flew over. When she landed, Lemon Square was looking straight out at Ambrosia from a protective water bubble in awe.
"You did it! You did a water bubble enchantment!"
"I did!"
Ambrosia shouted in elation. Sandy Shore's jaw was agape.
"That's an advanced protection spell!"
"Yes, it is. Well done, Ambrosia!" Princess Celestia looked out at their faces, filled with wonder and excitement. She felt the same way. "It sure looks as if you monocled ponies are a force to be reckoned with. Now who else wants to try a water bubble enchantment?"